Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 507, Mayberry Online. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and get the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. You don't want to miss that. Or you might want to go by and check out some of the cool fishing hole items, like the fishing hole fleece blanket. This is not only something that will keep you warm, it's a lightweight fleece blanket, but it also looks great if you just hang it on your wall as a backdrop or something. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out all the cool stuff they have. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 507 is Larry Taylor. I almost said Turner. Larry Taylor. Larry, thank you so much for being one of my patrons over at patreon.com. And I want to thank you for showing up here to visit with me in Mayberry. This is always, I look forward to this on Monday nights when I record it live. Tuesday nights when you guys will actually get this delivered to you as a recording. It is great to be able to spend time in Mayberry with you. I love it. So this time we're talking about Mayberry Online. And later on, we're also going to hear from Randy Turner. Now, Mayberry Online, what am I talking about? You may or may not know that my wife, Jan, and I run Weaver's Department Store. We run it and sell the calendars and all the stuff I just talked about. That comes right out of, well, Weaver's headquarters, which is right behind me. And here at the Two Chairs house, I don't know what you call this place, but this is where it's where I sit. But we run that. And we're all the time hearing from people who don't know anything about any of the stuff online. They don't know about this podcast, which, you know, I can kind of understand that. But they don't know about any of the websites. They find out about the different events that go on in and around the Andy Griffith Show community. And they're just blown away. They didn't know this existed. They didn't even know there was somewhere to go and look. I've talked about this before here on the podcast, about spreading the word about the Andy Griffith Show. And one of my friends, Goober Fife in the chat room, he even made up little business cards that are Andy Griffith Show business cards that have keeping alive the Mayberry spirit is what it says on it. And it's got the website addresses for several of the Andy Griffith Show websites. Cause he goes around and he said he cards people and hands them these, to try to spread the word about the Andy Griffith Show. Folks, we have so much fun. You and I visiting here about the Andy Griffith Show, it's like just, to me, it's like two friends sitting around visiting, talking about something they love. And there are so many people missing out on so many things. So I want to try to make sure on this episode that people at least are aware of things that, you know, some of us may be bored about because there's so many little items like this that we already know that maybe there's a lot of people that don't know, and hopefully they'll hear this podcast or you can share it with them and they'll know about it. So first off, just to spread it to begin with, let's talk about imayberry.com. Imayberry.com. Now that's where Two Chairs No Waiting is actually hosted. If you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, it actually goes to imayberry.com/podcasts is where it actually goes. It goes to this website, imayberry.com. Now, the imayberry.com website is the home of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Listeners to the podcast know about the e-bullet. The e-bullet is right there, front and center on the imayberry.com site. But there are so many other things. There's links all over that page. So let's just talk a little bit about them, because I think there's so many things there that you guys would enjoy. Of course, the podcast I'd already mentioned is right here. It's hosted here. And we talked about this one time on the podcast, episode number 216. It said how to connect with Mayberry fans online. So we kind of visited this, but that was a long time ago, 300 episodes nearly. Wow, that hurts. That was in 2012 when I talked about this last. So let's look at this stuff. Right from imayberry.com, you can go to the event calendar. Right there on the front of imayberry.com, there's a link that says event calendar. And when you go there, it takes you to a page that's part of the e-bullet. And we go over these events often here on the podcast and list them off. But this is a great way to stay tuned in to the things going on in and around Mayberry, the Mayberry event calendar at imayberry.com. Right below that, you'll see a thing that's talking about mailing lists that you can join and be a part of. It says newsletters, actually, is what that thing actually says. So it says newsletters, and you can be a part of those newsletters, which are the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Chapters Digest. That's one of them. That is a daily email. It's almost daily, depending on how many people email stuff in. Now, I will say that the digest has not been as busy lately, and I will admit that I don't post things like I used to. But we started the digest back in about 1990 or 91 is when it actually started. It's in that time frame. And it has been going ever since. And there's about 1,200, 1,300 people who are signed up to get an email every day talking about the Andy Griffith Show together. Now, this is that's an interactive one where you can talk. One email comes out every day that's a digest version, which means it's taken other emails and put them all in one big email and sends them out to everybody at once. So you should get one a day. If there's a lot of conversation going on, you might get two. But that's all that is. So you can sign up. It's free. All this is free. And you can read all about it if you go to the newsletters links. But you also could get the e-bullet, which I already talked about, or the Weavers newsletter. Both of those are able to be signed up right there. And you can have stuff delivered right to your mailbox, right to your email box, that's all Mayberry related. Now, I know you love the Andy Griffith Show, or you certainly wouldn't be listening to me. So go and you might want to go check that out. Another great way to interact with friends and stuff related to the Mayberry and Andy Griffith Show is at the iMayberry community. So it's I, the letter, Mayberry community. And this is a sister site to imayberry.com. And you can go there and sign up. It's kind of like Facebook, but it's only for Mayberry fans. So fans of the Andy Griffith Show can go in there and visit with one another. And if you don't like Facebook, because I know a lot of people worry about that, this site is run by Colonel Harvey. Keith Brown, he's the one that kind of takes care of it. I created the site. So if you trust me, you can trust the site. I'm not doing anything with your information. I'm not selling it. You know, nothing like that's going on. But Keith is the one who actually runs the site, kind of keeps things going day to day. He logs in and does everything there. And I just kind of sit back and watch and enjoy the conversations that go on. That's something you could do. You could sign up and become a member. I think there's a few over 1,000 people signed up over there, but that's at imayberrycommunity.com. So go and check that out. Then there's also, if you click on the link on the Mayberry site, you'll see an episode guide. Okay. So there's an episode guide there. Let's see. I don't know. It's a few things down, but it says episode guide. You can't very well miss that. And when you go there, it used to be an episode guide right there for the Andy Griffith Show, but it actually takes you to another site called mayberry.info. All right. But right below that, you can also look at episode guides for Mayberry RFD, That's also there. So if you're interested in maybe RFD, it's kind of got the number of the episode, like it was filmed and aired, the title, when it, what date it was aired. You know, like the first episode of Maybe RFD was aired on September 23rd, 1968, and it's called Andy and Helen Get Married. Well, you know, because, you know, this is a great resource for that kind of information. If you head over to Mayberry.info, now all these things will be, well, actually, I'm just going to have a link to imayberry.com. And all these things are linked right off the front page of Mayberry.com. They're all down the side. You just can't miss them. They're right there. So it'll take you to all these great sites. And one of them, as I said, is Mayberry.info. Now, Mayberry.info is a, if you've ever heard of Wikipedia, you know what that is online? It's like a encyclopedia online. And Mayberry.info is a Mayberry encyclopedia. It's only Mayberry stuff. And it's the Mayberry Historical Society is who's bringing this to you. But again, it's really just me. So there's nobody gathering anything off of you here. You can sign up and become a member there. You don't have to look around. But if you want to contribute, you can also contribute by sharing your Mayberry knowledge. Because I know you've got stuff that you know that I have never thought of. We've had several people over the years help build this website. And there you will find character lists. They're there. You can look at all the different characters from the Andy Griffith Show. It lists how many episodes that they were on. And there's stories, or not stories, but articles about many of them. There's character listings. There's also listings for the actors. There's an episode guide. So if you're looking at an episode guide for the Andy Griffith Show, it's there. It shows you by season. And then by each season, you can click on any of the episode titles, and it'll tell you everything about that particular episode. Like, let's go to The New Housekeeper, which was the first episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Now, when you go there, it's got information about when it was filmed and when it was aired. Same kind of stuff. A plot summary. And then odd facts known by few, such as Opie mentions his dog Gulliver. As a boy, Ron Howard had a dog named Gulliver. So it has all kinds of stuff listed like that. During the scene up in Opie's bedroom, about 15 minutes into the episode, the moving shadow of a boom mic is visible for several seconds on the wall next to the bed as Andy enters and lies across the bed. Later, as Andy gets up and walks to a table, a shadow reappears, moving up and into the back wall and top of the door and settles near the center of the door. You know, I don't think I wrote that because I don't remember that. So thank you to whoever wrote this. I'm going to have to go check that out. So there's stuff like that all in the website. So definitely go check out Mayberry.info because, man, you can just have all kinds of fun. There's trivia there, trivia of Mayberry. There's stuff about the podcasts there, because there's multiple podcasts. There's a Mayberry FAQ facts. There's facts there. There are links to all kinds of things in this site. There's a section of strange and curious happenings. So if you like that about the boom mic, you can go in here and go to strange and curious happenings there. There's information there from Runaway Kid, Andy and the Gentleman Crook, and it tells you, if you have one of the DVD sets, exactly where to look for some little strangeness that happens during an episode. It tells you exactly what you're going to be looking for. And there's one from Aunt Bee the Warden where you can actually see a boom mic. I don't know if you can see it very good, but it's reflected in the window of the laundry truck that Otis was hiding inside when Aunt Bee came out and started beating it with a broom. You remember that? That was great. Oh, this snap to it. You know, go back. Anyway, there's a boom mic. There's all kinds of cool information like that. Now I'm just getting excited. So, you know, you may not care about any of this kind of stuff, but I love this kind of thing. Mayberry.info has tons and tons of great information about the Andy Griffith Show. I definitely recommend you go over there and check it out. I know you'd love it. Now, if you're not interested in that, let's say you're not interested in episodes and things like that, there's an episode guide link on Mayberry.com that if you click it, it will take you to location where you can do episode cast member search. So when you click it, it goes in and there's you can search for anything. Like tonight, we're going to be talking, Randy Turner is going to be talking about Isabel Randolph. So you can go in there and search for Isabel and search, and you would find out that she played on two episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. She played Harriet Bixby on episode number 25 of Plaque for Mayberry. And she was in Rafe Hollister Sings as Miss Jeffries. And you can just search and find that information. You can also search by episode titles. You can do a lot of this stuff over at Mayberry.info as well. There's multiple ways to be able to get the information you might be looking for. But this is something I'd created years ago, a way to be able to search and find things about the Andy Griffith Show. Because, you know, I can't remember anything. I think the folks in the chat room heard that earlier. So I can't remember anything and actually forgot several things. So let's see. And so then you go and the website there. Let's see what's next. I just keep finding things. There's cast member birthdays. Yeah, so there's cast member birthdays. So you can go there and you will see a link that says cast/episode database. And when you click it, it'll take you to another site that lets you search for cast member birthdays. All right. And if you click the link and go there, you can search. It's really not very pretty, I admit. I built this a long time ago. But you can enter a birthday of pretty much anybody that was on the Andy Griffith Show. Let's see. Let's just do Griffith. Andy Griffith. And you can search by last name and hit search. And it'll tell you that Andy Griffith played the character Andy Taylor. And it's got his birthday. And it lists when he passed away, his deceased date. So you can go and find any kind of information like that about any of our friends from Mayberry. If you just hit the search button and don't put anything in there, you'll see 304 matches for different characters from the Andy Griffith Show. And it's always being updated because I've got some folks that give me information that says, oh, this needs to be in there and that needs to be in there. So I update it as often as I can. So that's another fun thing. If you're interested in that kind of information, you'd be able to go in there and search and find, you know, when somebody was born or when they passed away or whatever it might be. You'll be able to find that easily. It will not be a problem. So next thing you can find there on the imayberry.com site, as we go down through there, there's cast member interviews. You can go and listen to cast member interviews. Now, all of those are going to be as part of the podcast now. Maybe this is a little history lesson you guys might enjoy. When I first started the podcast, the reason I started it was because I had these cast member interviews that you can see from imayberry.com. Well, they were old. They were made in something called Real Audio. And there's still the actual website that you go to see these interviews. It's called Mayberry Real Audio is what I actually called it. Well, Real Audio, how many people were even born when Real Audio was around? Some of you guys weren't. You know, this has been gone for a long time. So this was in the late 90s. It would have been when I had done this. But Real Audio was a format that you could do audio in that would make it as small as possible and be able to go across the internet because everybody had, you know, dial-up. Yeah, I know. We need a history lesson for our younger listeners. But there was dial-up, and it was slow. Well, back when I started the podcast, I had these interviews, and I thought, you know, I need to redo them. And that's the whole reason I did it. Well, right here on this website, you'll see the interviews that I already had that I converted. The first ones I did were these guys right here, interviews with our friends from Mayberry. And we did that all because of this. You can click these links, and it'll take you to podcast episodes now of those exact interviews. So, hey, just little history of the web right there. But that's cast interviews. And we also have, as I just said, cast birthdays. And we even have, this is going back, some of the folks in our chat room who are probably still here, they will remember this. There's a chat room there. So if you go and click the chat room, which is down here, you'll see it. It's there on the right. If you go to imayberry.com, it says chat room. It's pretty very descriptive chat room. If you go there, it'll take you to a website that's called Mayberry's Chatting. And in it, there used to be multiple chat rooms in there, but the main chat room was called Sarah's Party Line. You may remember it. Some of the guys in the chat room, they were in this. They were in Sarah's Party Line. That's how they got to know each other. And they're still friends to this very day. And so that link is still there. And guess where it takes you? It takes you to the exact same chat room that's currently chatting about this podcast as we do it live. So if you go there, you get to talk just like the folks in the chat room. You'll get to visit with one another, and you can do that anytime. All you got to do is coordinate a meeting time, head over to Sarah's Diehards. That's what we called it. Sarah's Party Line chat is what it was. Sarah's Diehards. You can go over there and chat anytime you like. So just get your friends, tell them about this link, and you can go over there and have a little chat session about the Andy Griffith Show together anytime you'd like. Friends, there is so much on this website of imayberry.com. So many links. We didn't even go through the whole side of the whole right side of the page. I hadn't even gone through it all. There's still more there. There's maps from the Andy Griffith Show. There's fan fiction where people had written fiction about the Andy Griffith Show. They wrote their own episodes, basically. You can go and read them. Some are good, some are not as good, but they're good. They're fun to read. They're there. There's, like I said, there's maps. So you can go and see maps from the courthouse, the layout of the courthouse, the city of Mayberry, the county of Mayberry. There's maps there. There's quizzes. There's just all kinds of fun stuff at imayberry.com that'll take you to other fun stuff. Kind of the things that my friend Goober Fife has listed on the back of his little cards he gives out. You won't be disappointed as a Mayberry fan if you go and just look around and have a good time and visit and see the things you like. All right, so that's my sales pitch for imayberry.com, and I hope you like them. Definitely go and share that. I hope you'll learn to love the Andy Griffith Show, spread the word, and just enjoy yourself. Because that's what I do. There's just something about sitting down, looking through, if either watching an episode, going online, looking at some of these websites, visiting with people. It helps relieve a lot of that stress throughout the day. And folks, we need to do that, I do believe. So let's go and hear from Randy Turner from This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Isabel Randolph may not be a household name, but she has been seen and heard many times as the highbrow and snobbish types of character she played so well, including twice in The Andy Griffith Show. Isabel was born on December the 4th, 1889, in Chicago. Information is not readily available about her childhood, but she had become a busy stage actress by her 20s. She became well known as a performer in regional theater, especially in the Midwest, playing in various venues, including her hometown of Chicago. At the age of 36, she made her Broadway debut in the play If I Was Rich. The following year, she appeared in the less successful Broadway satire, Ink, which closed after only 15 performances. Isabel continued acting in regional theater until she was cast in two radio series. Beginning in January 1936, she played the title character in the radio soap opera Dan Harding's Wife, until that series ended in February 1939. At the same time she began that role, she also first appeared in the radio comedy Fibber, McGee, and Molly. She initially played various snooty characters for every man Fibber to gleefully bring down to the common man's level. The character soon coalesced into the long-running uppity character Mrs. Abigail Uppington. Fibber often greeted Isabel's pompous character by calling her Uppy. The popularity of her character being brought down to size by Fibber made Isabel widely known and is her best-known role. After Dan Harding's wife ended, nearly all of her radio work for the next 4 years was on Fibber McGee and Molly. In 1943, at the conclusion of the seventh season, Isabel left Fibber McGee and Molly and began playing similar pretentious characters in various series, including Lum and Abner from 1948 through 1950, and in Duffy's Tavern, once in 1948 and twice more in 1951. From 1950 through 1957, Isabel also appeared in The Great Gildersleeve. By the way, the radio series Duffy's Tavern was so popular, many bars across the country adopted the name, some of which are still in operation. It also inspired shows set in bars, such as Archie Bunker's Place and Jackie Gleason's Joe the Bartender sketch. But its most wide-reaching influence was the hit comedy Cheers, which was created by James Burroughs, the son of Duffy's Tavern's co-creator Abe Burroughs. In the midst of her radio career, Isabel also began appearing in films, first in uncredited roles as in her 1939 debut, and the following year in her first credited film. She also played Mrs. Uppington in several films, some of which included Fibber McGee and Molly and some of which did not. Isabel had appeared in at least 57 films before making her television debut in 1951 in the TV series Dick Tracy. But Mayberry fans know her as Mrs. Bixby, who came to town to present a plaque to Otis. In a role closer to Mrs. Uppington, Isabella returned to play Mrs. Jeffries, who was concerned that Ralph Hollister looked presentable when performing at the Ladies' League Musicale. Isabel also played the recurring character of Rob Petrie's mother, Clara, in The Dick Van Dyke Show. She played that character 4 times after replacing the first actress to play the role, Carol Avezi. And it was Carol Avezi who had played Harriet Wicks, the other woman who accompanied Mrs. Bixby when trying to locate the descendant of Nathan Tibbs in Mayberry. Isabel retired from acting in 1966, the same year she played Mrs. Petrie for the last time. Her final role was in an episode of Perry Mason, a series she had been on twice earlier playing different characters. Isabel passed away in 1973. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. That is a great report. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss out any of the fun stuff that Randy does online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll get you on the list to make sure you don't miss anything that he's putting out. And he does some great stuff. So, Randy, thank you again. Isabel Randolph, I knew nothing about her. And, you know, I'm not sure that I really recognized that those were the same lady, the lady who was doing the musicale, and one of the two ladies that were trying to give Otis the plaque for Mayberry. That I probably, maybe I knew that at some point, but I forgot. Thank goodness I record these episodes so I can go back and listen and relearn the things I already knew. Randy, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I know everybody enjoys hearing from Randy, so we're all thankful for all that you do. So thank you so much. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this, and maybe we have helped somebody find at least one thing that will be fun for them by visiting over at imayberry.com and going to one of the links, because all the links are not at that site, but I will admit a lot of the links go to websites that I helped create. But that's just because I was helping create them. I love the Andy Griffith Show, so I go out and make sites. You know, I made iMayberry Community. I made the Mayberry.info, TAGSRWC.com. TAGSRWC.com is a sister site to iMayberry.com. They're blended together, basically, connected completely. And then, of course, Two Chairs No Waiting, the podcast, Mayberry Bible Study podcast. You know, I love, like Randy, creating things that I didn't have to create so that I can go out and read his blog. He has a blog where he's been talking about going to different Mayberry events and attending the events. Folks, I love talking about the Andy Griffith Show. We've been doing it for 10 years right here on this podcast. And you'd think I'd be tired of talking about it by now, but you know, I'm really not. I still find things to tell you that I love about it. So I would love to hear what you love. If you would just take some time and give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell me some of the things you love about the Andy Griffith Show. Tell me about some websites or locations that remind you of the Andy Griffith Show or help you experience that joy that you get when you think about the Andy Griffith Show. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about it. We'd all love to hear from you. So definitely do that. You can also email me at floyd@mayberry.com if you'd rather. Just head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. There's a contact information there you can get. You can just leave a message right there. I would love to hear from you. Hey, it's also Christmas time, so head over and check out Weaver's Department Store. Next week, we'll probably be talking a little bit about Ken Berry, who passed away this week. I ran out of talking time. Let's start that over and keep talking. Here we go. So we'll be probably talking about Ken Berry some next week. So we didn't talk about him tonight because I just wasn't prepared for it. But just so that you know, he passed away this past week. It's sad to hear. Ken was a big part of the Andy Griffith Show and, of course, Mayberry RFD. And, so we will be covering that. Don't think that we're sliding Ken in any way. We just weren't prepared yet to give him the full coverage he deserves. So, folks, have a great Mayberry week. And we'll see you back here on Two Chairs. Spread the word. Tell everybody about it. And I'll try to quit talking before the music runs out. Good night, everybody.